Praise Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters. Power of Christ Daily, 5th of August 2015. Title: Ministry of Death. Ministry of Death. Oh, this is a serious word, ministry of death. I've taken it exactly from 2 Corinthians 3, verse 4 to 6. But before that, this is on 3:7. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7. But if the ministry of death, that's exactly the Bible, ministry of death, God calls it ministry of death. This is the Old Testament. The Old Testament is based on laws, Moses' laws and all, and God calls it ministry of death. Now, the New Testament is, of course, ministry of life. The Bible says, if the ministry of death written and engraved on stone was glorious, it was also glorious, pointed out sin. But people couldn't get out. So the ministry of life was when Jesus came. When Jesus came. Therefore, when I was first came to the Lord, I was compelled in the Spirit. I didn't know the Holy Spirit moving me to just focus on the New Testament, on Jesus Christ again and again. I'll go and get this. We have cassette tapes. We'll buy the cassette tapes and keep on listening. The New Testament on and on and on. I never went to the Old Testament purposely. Off and on, I may go and listen to some part of Genesis. But mainly, 95% of the time will be New Testament, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. Because I knew in my spirit, that's where the power is. He came and settled me. Come unto me and I shall give you rest. That's the word I heard. And that come unto me and I give you rest. Oh, it was so settling for me, so peaceful. Peace came into my soul. And therefore, I was focusing on Jesus. I'll use the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus. I'll begin to read what Jesus said. I'll begin to hear what Jesus said. Now, the main time when I was going to church and or churches and also the rallies and campaigns, many times people will be talking about King David. They'll be talking about Solomon. All that they're talking about. Mainly, many, many places they're talking about the Old Testament. And I used to wonder why. Because, yes, the Old Testament Word of God is important. It shows the history. It also shows many times the character of God. It tells how Jesus will come even. All that is important. But when Jesus came, died and rose again, the big curtain in the temple was torn. Thick curtain was torn. So that everybody now got access to Jesus Christ. That is why in 2 Corinthians 3, 4 it says, we can say this because through Christ we feel sure before God. We feel sure. You cannot feel sure before God using the Old Testament. You can only feel sure when Jesus died and rose again and we receive Him. When we receive Him, accept Him, confess our sins and say repentant and in our heart we believe. God washes it, Jesus washes it and directs it. It's the New Testament. So many times this everywhere, brothers and sisters, if you're focusing on Old Testament, you'll find that you do not experience the kind of power you must have. King David, yes, he was anointed by God, by the Holy Spirit. But his population, his people under him, they were not. They didn't have the Holy Spirit. But you have the Holy Spirit. So, focusing on King David, how he danced, is not going to solve my problem. So I decided, I better go and see what Jesus wants me to do. So it was a New Testament. Now, focusing on how the inner court, the outer court, how people went and all that, they'll make big, I've seen them make big miniature models and show how the inner court was, the old outer court, the Jerusalem temple. In my spirit was very clear, it's not solving me. What is going to solve me? Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, I have to read the Old Testament for many things, but the solution for me is in Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, in the Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that's why he says in 2 Corinthians 3:12, we are so sure of this hope that we can speak openly. We are not like Moses who put a covering over his face. He covered his face so that people of Israel would not see it. The glory was disappearing. This is what 2 Corinthians 3:12 saying. The glory, Moses put a covering on his face and the glory was disappearing. So he put a covering on his face so he didn't want the people, so Moses did not want them to see it end. So since Moses didn't, I'm quoting from Easy Read Version, Moses didn't want the people to see the glory disappearing and end, so he put a covering, a veil. And this veil, so people are not looking at, Moses covered with his veil. And 14 he says, 2 Corinthians 3:14 says, but their minds were closed. Even today, when those people read the writings of the old agreement, old covenant, their minds were closed. This is a very, very powerful statement, very alarming. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 14, but their minds were closed, and even today, when these people read the writings of the old covenant, old agreement, that same covering hides the meaning. That covering has not been removed from them. It is taken away only through Christ. Yes, even today, when they read the law of Moses, there's a covering over their minds. 16. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. But when someone changes and follows the Lord, that covering is taken away. When someone changes and follows the Lord, that covering is taken away. The Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And our faces are not covered. Apostles are saying, our faces are not covered. This Apostle Paul writing, our faces are not covered. We all show the Lord's glory. We are being changed to be like Him. This change in us brings more and more glory, which comes from the Lord through Spirit. Now, brothers and sisters, if you can grasp this, you'll understand how important it is for you to focus on the New Testament, be rooted in the New Testament. God is telling us in 2 Corinthians 3, first of all, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 7, He says, it calls the Old Testament ministry of death. Now, in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 14, He says, but their minds were closed, and even today, when those people read the writings of the old agreement, old covenant, that same covering hides the meaning. So you can't get the meaning, the true meaning of what Jesus came, what God is, the true meaning of God who loves you. You can't get the meaning of God loving you. That covering has not been removed for them. It is taken away only through Christ. Yes, even today when they read the law of Moses, there's a covering over their minds. But when someone changes and follows the Lord, the covering is taken away. As we continue following the Lord, the covering is taken away. We follow the Lord. Now, brothers and sisters, that is why we have this. I want to wonder, the many people who are focusing the Old Testament, I don't see a real dynamic change in their life. They are not walking with power. They are walking with legalism and captivity and fear and confusion, and everything shakes them. I see this, and then I realize, hey, they have been focusing on the Old Testament. And the Old Testament, God calls it ministry of death. Of course, it was glorious, God says. But He also says, how much more glorious will be the New Testament, which is a testament of life in Christ. Now, let us begin, first of all, brothers and sisters. Yes, you need to read the Old Testament. But first, focus on the New Testament, where life is given to you. Jesus Christ came, died on the cross, rose again, to give you the glory of God inside you, to give you the faith of Jesus Christ inside you. A measure of faith is given to you to walk in freedom and to be sure of this, to know that God loves you. And when you know for sure God loves you, you are bold. So the covering, remember this scripture says, and the covering hides the meaning. So people keep on looking at the Old Testament, how King David danced, how the inner court, outer court, all that doesn't help them. What helps them is the name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ, receive the breath of Jesus Christ, begin to do the breath of Jesus Christ, you're set free, you cast out evil. Mark 16 says, in the name of Jesus Christ, those who believe, they'll cast out evil spirits, casting out spirit of anger, confusion, lustful thoughts, you can cast out, you can command to bring what is not into being, to call into being what is not, you can command in the name of Jesus Christ to call into being. They call into being of healing, health. You are looking at future, where the New Jerusalem is going to come and hover over the earth. This is in Revelation. It's all in the New Testament. In the book of Revelation, God is saying, you will be co-rulers. It's a New Testament. You will become co-rulers with Christ. He is not ashamed to call you brethren, because it's in the New Testament. He loves you. And you will understand the meaning. When you continue to follow Jesus Christ, you begin to understand the meaning more and more. And you begin to be changed like Him. Verse 18, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 says, we have been changed to be like him. So we begin to think about him. We begin to know about him. Begin to call on his name. We begin to follow his precepts. We want to become like him. So focus on the New Testament and be rooted, brothers and sisters. Yes, you can read the Old Testament time to time. But if we continue just focusing on the Old Testament and about King David and on the Psalms and on the Proverbs, yes, they are all precepts of Christ. But without the power of Jesus Christ, you cannot fulfill the precepts that God has put in the Proverbs. For instance, Proverbs says, of course, you should not lie. But people are lying. Until Jesus' power comes and you cast away the spirit of all lies in Jesus' name and receive the spirit of truth and you walk in faith and you know you don't have to lie anymore and you don't lie anymore because Jesus is there who will settle your needs. Seek the kingdom of God and righteousness first and your needs are settled. So the Old Testament, the Psalms, when you talk about the Psalms and say, I'll walk through the valley of death. Yes. Lean not on your own understanding. Yes, but we end up leaning on your own understanding. Why? That Old Testament is a ministry of death. You cannot avoid but to lean on your own understanding. Although the Word of God says, do not lean on your own understanding. You'll end up leaning on your own understanding simply because you have no power. The power is in Jesus Christ. It is in the New Testament. Now, you keep on reading the Old Testament and focusing on the Old Testament. The same covering hides the meaning. The covering that Moses put, the veil he put over his own face, so that the children of God, children of Israel, will not see the glory of God disappearing. Moses put a veil. And the Bible says, their minds were closed. And even today, those people reading the writings of the old agreement, old covenant, the same covering hides the meaning. That covering has not been removed for them. It is taken away only through Christ. This is a direct quote from the scriptures. And even today, when they read the law of Moses, there's a covering over their minds. Brothers and sisters, do not continue with the covering over your minds. No more covering over your minds. Get to Jesus. Focus on the New Testament. This is where your Jesus Christ, the husband of your soul, is coming back for you. He's talking about you, your soul being a bride, part of the bride, that's the church, a bride for Jesus Christ. All these wonderful things in the New Testament are here, in the New Testament. So when you begin to focus on New Testament and begin to follow what Jesus is saying, the veil goes away, the meanings become clear, you will become power in Christ, you begin to walk life with abundant life. No more fear, no more confusion, no more being frightened and knowing your destiny, your husband of your soul is coming back to take you home. The New Testament, Jesus is coming back, that's a fact. All this understanding will begin to understand when you begin to hear the Word of God. Take the New Testament, download it from the internet, hear on and on. Or you can even buy it. You buy CDs now, I think. And on and on. Put it in a thumb drive. Put it in a little computer, whatever. You keep listening to the New Testament on and on. First start with the Gospels of Jesus Christ and your life will begin to change. You read the Old Testament, but remember, the Old Testament by itself cannot solve your issue. You have to get to the New Testament. When Jesus died and rose again and gave you power. He removed all power from Satan and gave you the power. Now he will compel you. When you begin to hear his word again and again, you will begin to cast out evil spirits out of you. You will begin to care for people. Because love God with all your heart, mind, soul and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. You are able to do that. Why? By the power of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Brothers and sisters, we have a great life. Let's not throw it away. Let's focus on Jesus and be rooted in him. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.